This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, as I said earlier this week, I spoke on the phone to Canadian singer-songwriter Anne Vriend, who is she does a number of styles: soul, pop, funk. And she's an honorary Aussie because she's been here so many times. She's hitting our shores again in February. I'm going to play the interview, but first I'll give you a taste of her music. This is a track called You Can Have Me that she released earlier this year as an Australian-only track, which was a compliment to the fact that she loves Australia so much. It's lots of fun. Anne Vriend, that's her. She's Anne without an E, and Vriend is like friend except with a V. Okay, got that? This is called You Can Have Me, and you're on Joy 94.9.
You know you can't have everything. You know you can't have everything. You know you can't have everything, but you can have me. You can have me.
Virginia Gay from Winners and Looters, and I know gay is not only good, it's great. Keep listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Katie. This is Sunday Sleep-In, and I'm about to play you part one of my interview with Canadian soul singer-songwriter Anne Vriend. That track I just played you was her singing You Can Have Me. So here we go, Anne Vriend on Joy. So welcome to Joy, Anne Vriend. All the way from Edmonton in Canada.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Good.
Anne, it's lovely to talk to you. You're gearing up for another trip to Australia in February and March.
Yeah.
And for people that don't know Anne Vriend, even though I've played you on my show before, how would you describe your music and your performance style?
Oh, geez. music, first of all. It's a mix of sort of classic soul and funk with a bit of quirky personality, which is mine.
Yeah.
And my performance style, I'm a piano player, so there's that. And then my band is kind of a weird mix of three people, a drummer, and then me on piano, and then a Hammond organ player playing the bass line.
I love a good,
left hand.
Love a good bit of keyboard. I play a fair bit of piano ballads.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the band. So there's no guitar or bass guitar, and so when we show up, people are sometimes skeptical and or confused. And then we were like, this is how, well, you'll just have to see how it works out. And by the end, they're like, oh, I did not expect that to work. But I owe a lot of it to my band leader, Rooster Davis, who's a really phenomenal left-hand bass player in great time and feel.
Right.
Without him, there's no way that would work. But he does a great job.
Brilliant. So the band is the Rooster Davis Group, which is an awesome name for a band. Rooster Davis is an awesome name for a person, I have to say.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
And you're, well, some people would say you're an honorary Australian. How many times will this be that you've been to Australia?
Oh, man. This is really crazy, but this will be my 12th time.
In how many years?
In like 10 years.
Brilliant.
10.
We love it. I go to music festivals whenever I can, and I love it when there are overseas acts that come back time after time because they love it here. So I think the audiences probably give you back as much love as you give them.
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, Australia is similar to Canada in that, you know, it's a pretty small population compared to a lot of countries and spread out over such a big landmass, you know, that it can be difficult logistically and financially to actually make touring work there. And so, you know, but once you're there, it's always great. And, you know, the weather's great and people are very hospitable. So,
I think we love it.
I'm lucky that I have a good team.
Yeah, we love it because we know how far away we are, and we know how long it takes to get here. So I know when I'm at a festival and there's a person who's come from a long way away, I try and cheer extra hard because of that. So I'm sure
that's nice.
I'm sure that's part of it. So, I was going to ask you about Canada and Australia and similarities and differences, because I've never been to Canada, always wanted to go, but I've always thought, yes, ex-Commonwealth country, large country, relatively small population, big distances, and so we must have some similar things in our psyches. What would you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Do you find any differences in the way audiences respond to your music?
No, there's a lot of similarities, I think, because of what you just said. And I think maybe that the only real difference is, you know, I can tell that Australia is farther away from the influence of African-American music than Canada, being that we're right next door.
Yeah.
So I definitely sense that, like, when I, you know, say things like what kind of blues that we do or what kind of soul or funk, there's less of a familiarity in sort of the vernacular of what people have grown up listening to typically.
That's very
And even in Canada, I find that, like, compared to going to the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of one more step removed, I guess. But that's about it. I think otherwise it's pretty similar.
Yeah. I've recently, at the moment in the country, we have another Canadian, Matt Anderson, who is touring. And
he's great.
Yeah, he's very popular here as well. And I spoke to him about the great music scene where he's from in New Brunswick, in Nova Scotia. How about in Edmonton? What's the music scene like there?
Yeah, it's interesting. Like Matt, for instance, like in the East Coast, it's such a Celtic yep. influence mm-hmm. there because of the Irish and the Scottish thing that's really really prevalent there. Whereas we're in Western Canada and there's way less of that. And country music is a really big deal in the province of Alberta. A lot of people say that Alberta is the Texas of Canada. And in some ways that's really true. It's the oil province. There's cowboys and there's like a serious country music thing going on, especially in Calgary, of course, where the Stampede is.
Yeah, when you say Alberta, of course, I immediately think of Katie Lang.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Yep.
Yeah. She cut her teeth at Edmonton over here.
Okay.
So, cool. I mean, obviously I don't do country music myself at all, but, you know, it's definitely kind of around as kind of a rival to pop music.
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah.
Which I think is another similarity to Australia, because it seems like the country thing is really big over there too.
Yeah, it is, but it doesn't get,
from what I can tell,
it doesn't get played on mainstream radio, that's for sure.
No. There's like the country stations and then there's pop, and they don't really seem to meet ever.
But we don't even have country music radio stations, really. You can get them digitally, but...
Oh, really?
No, not on free-to-air. There's stations like ours, which are community stations, have country music shows. But, you'd be lucky to find a station that plays full-time country music. And I know there are a lot of country fans.
Wow.
It's a big scene, as you say. But there are ways beyond the radio these days where we can get our music.
Okay, well, that's different here. There's definitely a lot of country stations.
Right. That's me speaking to Canadian singer-songwriter Anne Vriend. And speaking of country music, we, of course, have our wonderful Q Country program, which comes up after me here on Joy 94.9. There's more to that Anne Vriend interview coming up. Let me play another one of her tracks for you right now. This is called... Those Records, and Vriend on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Do you have a passion for radio?
In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Hey, Mr. DJ.
Yeah, baby.
DJ.
Put a record on. I wanna dance with you.
Joy 94.9 is currently looking for new daytime presenters across weekdays. If you have experience in presenting, radio or similar, and willing to volunteer your time, we want to hear from you. To apply, email programdirector@joy.org.au. Provide your contact details and your availability throughout the week. Again, email programdirector@joy.org.au. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
You are on Joy 94.9, and this is Sunday Sleep-In with Katie Purvis. I am playing you an interview I did by phone from Edmonton in Canada just the other day with Anne Vriend. That's Anne without an E, Vriend, spelt like friend, but with a V at the front. And she's coming out to Australia very, very soon for a tour. Here's part two of the interview on Joy. I'm talking to Anne Vriend from Canada on Sunday Sleep-In today. Anne, I want to talk to you now about your latest single, which is...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, which is a wonderful song and which has a terrific video. Tell us a bit about the song.
Sure. Well, where do I start? I guess I wrote it sort of in the last year or so, and... just kind of in reaction to how different people's differences were, you know, in between their religions or their political views were really coming to a head, and it sort of felt like we were going backwards in the world of, you know, appreciating people and you know, wanting to make sure people's human rights were valued, and it just seemed like this sort of tribalism was coming back.
Yes, indeed.
Which never really did much good for the world
yeah.
You know, in terms of wars, as far as I could tell. So I guess what I wrote about was just my observations, because, you know, I do a lot of traveling internationally for my career, and a lot of meeting a lot of people, and so as a result, I've had sort of a really diverse amount of friends and from all sorts of languages and backgrounds and countries. And what I've really noticed is that, you know, despite some differences of how someone dresses or what kind of food they eat, the really important things about them are really all the same. And that is that they, you know, they have fears and worries, usually financial ones, and, you know, that they have, you know, wanted to keep their families strong and safe, and they rejoice when there's good times, they when someone dies, they're, you know, grieving, and really there's just so much commonality about the really important things.
Yeah.
That was just something that I personally have observed, and I just wanted to, I guess, remind people of that, and in hopes that people would respect people's humanity.
Yeah, what a great message.
To each other.
Something that we strive to do here at Joy 94.9, which is a community LGBTIQ radio station, and we're here to show people, one of the things we're here to show people is that we're all the same. And the tagline of Anybody's Different, your song is, I don't believe it if you say anybody's different, which is a great line. And tell me a little bit about the video, because the video features people of different types, including a transgender person. Where was it filmed, and how did you come up with the concept?
Well, it was filmed on a beach in the south side of Toronto, Ontario. And the concept, actually, we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to say, you know, what I just said to you,
yeah,
about, you know, why I wrote it, and how to kind of do that in a 3-minute song.
right,
in a visual kind of a way that didn't get too complicated,
yeah,
and wasn't too expensive to film either, you know, because we had a very limited budget.
Yeah.
I hired a woman named Debbie Deer, who I've since become really good friends with through all of that, making the video, who she and I found a cast. We hired a couple actors, but some of the people were just volunteers, actors, okay, people that we had never acted that we roped into doing it.
Yep.
And then including the trans person who they knew, who was a dancer, but he had never actually done any acting before.
Oh, wow.
And we got him to be the lead role. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was, pretty brave of him, you know,
right,
as someone who, like myself, has barely done any acting. Acting is actually a fairly terrifying thing to do. But he did a really fantastic job.
Yeah, yeah. And there's that scene at the beginning when he comes down to the beach and makes contact and with the child, and then the mother snatches the child away. It's
uh-huh,
unfortunately something we still see a lot of, but it's that open-heartedness,
yeah,
of the child that is really lovely, and focus on her,
yeah,
face.
Yeah, I mean, I thought everybody, I mean, the mother did a fantastic job, and the girl, I mean, the casting was done by, like I said, Debbie, and she,
yeah,
did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a really beautiful shoot as well, because actually the mother and Shad, who is the trans guy,
yep,
they actually got along great in reality.
Okay.
At the shoot, so when she was acting the way she had to act, it was like in direct opposition to,
yeah,
them actually getting along really well.
Yeah.
Like, they've actually become friends outside.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's actually like kind of a, even though it's a very serious song in minor key and,
yeah,
you know, like you said,
yeah,
like depicting some really sad, harsh reality.
Yeah.
What really worked out from it was some beautiful things as well. So,
yeah. Great. Well, congratulations.
That's sort of an inadvertent outside of the lens kind,
yeah,
of outcome,
yeah,
you know, too.
Beautiful. That's me talking to Anne Vriend from Edmonton in Canada just the other day. She is a wonderful artist who is touring Australia in February and March next year. I will give you her dates soon, but I'm going to play that track we were just talking about, her single, Anybody's Different. And really, I urge you to go and check out the video. Anne Vriend is spelt Anne without an E. Vriend, spelt like the word friend, but with a V in the front. And yeah, it's a beautiful video. You're on Joy 94.9. Here is Anne Vriend with Anybody's Different, coming up any minute now.
Was there a time when everybody got what they needed? Was there a time when nobody was blue? Was there a time when the warnings were heeded? Was there a time when everybody felt at home? Was there a time when no one had?
Matter what side you were on, I know everybody's fine.
The fabulous Anne Vreen there with her wonderful single, Anybody's Different. And I really urge you to go and look at that video because it's superb. Thank you to Anne very much for speaking to me this week. And do catch Anne when she's out here in February, March next year. She's touring the East Coast. She'll be in Goulburn, Canberra, Melbourne, Cronulla, Bulleye, Sydney, Newcastle, various places on the north coast of New South Wales, and then Gold Coast, Brisbane and Byron Bay. I hope to get her into the studio when she's here next year.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.